party. She asked Grace to how to play. And if I eat soon, my cake and ice cream sugar rush will coincide perfectly with their first song.
Yeah, and I need to stake out a chair near the punch bowl in case this year I want punch.
Cake and punch, while essential for human life, aren't nearly as exciting as this.
It's nice, Jimmy, but I think someone already invented the arch.
This is not your average arch. Behold!
Wow, that looks like the future.
15 years into Retroville's future, to be exact.
Those jumpsuits are so slimming.
May I present the Chrono Arch, a portal through time, and this is just a general picture. Using DNA tracking, I was able to locate all three of our future selves. First, the future cheese. Apparently, you're a top male model. It's front page news every time you change your socks.
I can't believe it. I changed my socks.
Now, the future Carl.
Carl, the llamas you breed can survive underwater, build homes for the needy, and filter out unwanted phone calls. What's next for Carl?
Well, David, I think you'll be surprised and delighted by Carl's latest advances. I know I was.
But now, yours truly.
And as the first scientist to receive the Nobel Prize in bulk, I would like to ask, can somebody help me to my car with these?
Wow! The future used to fill me with fear and dread, but now I can't wait for it!
Oh, we don't have to! That was just view mode. In travel mode, we can step through the Chrono Arch and go to the future right now. I'm sure the future me has one and can send us back safely.
But Libby's expecting us at a birthday party.
Sheen, it's a time machine. We can go to the future and be back just when the party's getting good.
Ow!
Careful, guys. I've been experimenting on some plants with my new chemical, megalomanium. It makes anything it touches mad with power.
Come on, let's go.
Well, can we drop our presents at Libby's first? I took a wrapping class at the Learning Hut, and I don't want my work to go to waste.
I'll get the hover car. Carl, can you wrap mine, too? It's the essence of lavender over there.
Well, sure, Jim. Ow! 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 Flower cut! I cut it out! Ow!
I'll cover you, Carl. Grab the bottle and let's go. Ow! You want a piece of me? Ow! You want a piece? Ow!
I got it! Ow!
Ow! Let me out of here!
Happy birthday, Libby!
Hey, guys! Oh, you brought me presents!
I'll take those. I don't want you guys messing up my highly organized system.
Party's in the backyard.
Are we supposed to tip her?
I don't want your stupid money!
This party's gonna be sweet. Oh, yeah, the future. Forgot.
Okay, gentlemen, the Chrono Arch is set for 15 years in the future. Our arrival point, downtown Retroville.
This is gonna be even more awesome than the party, which is gonna be awesome.
One, two, three, go!
Jimmy, I think the future's broken.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I thought everything would be cool and futuristical, and we were all famous.
Hey, it looks like I'm famous.
I wonder why you're on a poster.
What are you doing on the streets? Don't you know Dance Gazebo is on?
Dance Gazebo?
Dance Gazebo. It's required viewing by all subjects of Retroville, along with Dance Airport, Dance Grocery Store, and Dance Dance Hall.
Oh, yeah, Dance Dance Hall. It's my favorite.
That was a test. There is no Dance Dance Hall. That's ridiculous. I must report your crime to her most terrible dictatorship so that she may pass an incredibly fair yet monstrously brutal judgment.
Libby? Libby's the future dictator of Retroville?
Check her out. Most people couldn't pull off the future dictator look.
Sheen, we have a situation here.
Don't worry, Jimmy. She's my main chica. She'll totally go easy on us.
Your dictatorship. These youths stand accused of failure to watch required programming. What is their sentence?
100 years of hard labor.
How's that, she'll go easy on us plan coming along?
I love it when she uses her tough voice.
Oh no, you split up. However will I catch you all?
Says we should trust policemen.
Did she specifically mention giant four-armed robot policemen?
No!
They keep running!
Goddard! Escape plan 321.4A!
Resisting arrest, eh? You're only making it worse for yourself.
What could be worse than 100 years of hard labor?
100 years of hard labor in old pudding!
Ew!
Goddard, we need thrust! Good boy, Goddard!
Oh, sure. If I'd have done it, you'd have yelled at me.
Now, what could possibly have happened to change the outcome of the future we saw earlier? What did we do before we left?
Well, I woke up with a hollow feeling, which went away after I ate plenty of bacon.
Closer to our departure, Carl. I'll play back this morning's lab footage.
Ow! Ow! Flower cut! I cut it out! Ow!
If you'd have been there, it wouldn't seem quite so unmanly.
Oh, no! Carl, you grabbed the megalomanium!
I was under fire! It was chaos!
Megalahuna what now?
The stuff that made the flower power crazy! Libby must have opened it at her party, and that's how she became an evil dictator! We've got to get back to the past and make sure she doesn't open it!
How will we get back if we don't have an arch thingy?
Simple. We just visit the smartest guy in town.
Wow! Good to see the old clubhouse. I wonder if the gum I buried's still here. Hey, what do you know? Fruity.
If your gum is here, then my chrono arch is bound to be around somewhere. Hey, the DNA scanner's gone.
Well, maybe this is a fingerprint analyzer. Wow, it has a pretty tone. Almost like a doorbell.
Hi, are you Jimmy Neutron?
Well, looky here. Meet Carl and Sheen from back in the day. Come on in. You're just in time for Dan's gazebo.
I hate what he's done with the place.
Oh, can I offer you boys a purple flirp? I just bought 2 new glasses, so now I have... So you carry 1, 3. Future me, I don't mean to be rude, but it's kind of important that you take us down to my... your lab.
Oh, the lab? Oh, well, actually, funny story about the lab.
Neutron! Neutron, what are you doing? You're supposed to be soaking my mother's feet, and if it's not done every hour on the hour, she experiences severe flaking!
Cindy, can you not call me Neutron now that we're married?
Married?
Just screamed for 4 minutes, Jim.
I'm both impressed and disturbed.
As I was saying, I had to gut the lab so Cindy's mom could move in. Her feet require constant care. You could not imagine that a person's foot could be so...
Okay, I get it. What about the chrono arch?
The chrono arch? Gosh, I think I lent it to Sheen a while back.
Well, we need to find it. We're being chased by a maniacal police robot. He could show up here at any minute.
Boy, it's amazing what grocery stores will just throw out. Look at all this month-old cabbage. I'm even more incredible than I dare to dream. Future me, I am you from 15 years in the past, and I would like to say it's an honor to... Well, dude, you stink. Duh. That's because I'm a professional dumpster diver. I scale the insides of trash bins and pluck the jewels within. Cool! Jimmy, this future is fine with me!
Well, not me! Future Sheen, what did you do with the chrono arch?
Ow! Did I set it on fire and push it off a cliff, laughing insanely? I did that to something.
No!
Now we're trapped in this horrible time forever, and I don't even have a toothbrush! Wait, yes I do. False alarm.
In the meantime, I'll wake Carl, then whip those cabbages into a slaw you'll never forget, no matter how hard you try.
The Chrono Arch!
Oh, I remember. Sheen gave it to Carl to sleep on. He's got problems with his back and front and sides.
Did I miss the slaw? Tell me I didn't miss the slaw!
Hey, someone gutted the fuse box and filled it with old cabbage!
That's right. I pushed the refrigerator off the cliff, so I had to store the cabbage in there.
Future me, we have to get this operational before the police robot finds us.
A cop bot? But I'm a wanted man!
Come on, Carl. We'll stand guard outside. If you hear us screaming and begging for our lives, that means he's coming.
Gee, Jimmy, I'd love to help you fix it, but Sandy's mother's feet require constant maintenance.
That's okay. Sheen and Carl can take care of that. Right, guys?
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Hey, I know. We can scavenge parts from Goddard. You still have Goddard?
Of course I do.
Goddard, come here, boy.
Goddard has lots of pieces that don't work now. We can use those.
Then let's get started.
Think you can get away, eh? Once he started tracking, a cop bot never loses the trail.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw Mrs. V's feet.
Me of the future? Why are you a wanted criminal?
For crimes of fashion. Dictator Libby tells everyone how to dress, but I cannot wear those shiny fabrics. They make me chafe.
They don't breathe is the problem.
Yes! Finally, someone who understands! Come here, I'm not afraid to hug me.
That's the last of the cabbage.
I've rewired the temporal circuits and patched the quantum fuses with the time breakers. When I throw this switch, it should work. Oh, no! Its internal power source is dead. What should we do?
Gosh, it's been a while since I fiddled with this kind of stuff, Kelsey. Well, that's all I got.
Future me, what happened to you? Has living in a dictatorship and being married to Cindy made you forget your love of science?
You're right. Science used to mean everything to me. Okay, I'll try. Okay, think. Think.
Brain boom! You mean brain blast.
Oh, right. Cindy's mother has a 2,000 decibel foot massager in the basement. If we can tap into its battery, it might be enough to power the Chrono Arch.
Way to go, Neutron.
Someone took my gum!
This is gonna be big. I might even get upgraded to Lieutenant Bot.
I wonder how long the memory of this will haunt me.
This was a terrific idea!
Thinking it up felt good. Thanks, young me. You made me realize that my life is truly awful.
You're welcome. And don't worry. With any luck, you'll be able to fix everything. You did great.
The Catbat's coming. Is this the end of all Carls as we know them?
Quick, plug it in. Whoa, the arch is set for the moment we left in the past. Come on, guys. Let's go.
Good luck, guys.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
See ya. When I want to be ya. I am ya. Oh, darn. I meant to tell my younger self a bunch of investment secrets so he'd become fabulously wealthy. Oh, well, can't change the past.
Step aside, citizens. I must pursue the fugitives.
Yeah, well, you'll have to go through us.
Yeah! Well, mostly them.
We made it! To the hover car!
There really is no time like the present.
Whoa!
Oh, I am falling! I'll deal with you three later.
Carl, mind if we move into the wall with you?
I'll make up the guest beds.
Find my gift to Libby and destroy it before she's exposed.
Well, how hard can that be, right? Carl, did everyone take the same wrapping class at the Learning Hut?
We'll have to unwrap them all to find mine. Cindy's system says this room is A through K, so Jimmy must be here somewhere.
Hey, this is my present. Ultra Lady from the highly hated episode Ultra Lord Takes a Wife.
Wait, Sheen isn't between A and K. The gifts must be ordered by last names. Let's go to the next room. Oh, look, the birthday girl. Okay, I can explain. See you in the future. You're mad with power.
I'm mad, all right.
We'll explain all this to Libby after we save the future.
Right. I won't let my dear sweet Libby become a horrible dictator. Although she wants to wear the outfit, that's cool by me.
Guys, look!
Is this the place?
Hey, Tin Man, this is a private party! Enjoy the punch!
Okay, just stay low and maybe you will...
I surrender! I can't be on the lamb my whole life! I don't even like lamb! It's too gamey!
Oh, look, I am now authorized to use deadly force. Again, I fall.
Goddard, good boy, you saved us.
And take your dog, too.
Run!
This is a flaw in my design.
Some boys can't hold their punch.
This is the best place to catch our breath.
What are we doing, Jim?
We're no match for the Copbot. But if we destroy the Megalomania, the horrible future will cease to exist, and the Copbot should disappear.
Party's over, boys!
Hey, everyone! Graystar's here!
Graystar, my favorite classic oldies band! I love this song. Wait here.
Way to escape, but I'll take it! Okay, we don't have time to unwrap, so let's just start smashing!
Just for the record, I don't approve of any of this.
Graystar! Well, back to the 9 to 5.
Jimmy, we've destroyed everything and the Copbot is still here!
I don't understand. Where's my present?
There you are. I hope you're happy, Neutron. Your stupid robot is out there wrecking the whole... Wow, I had no idea you were so deranged.
Cindy, you gotta help us. I need to find my gift to Libby.
I organized everything alphabetically by the giver's name.
Yes, but where's mine?
You're under Z.
Z?
For zero.
I'll be angry about that later.
Ah!
right to remain silent. Permanently.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got a little present for you!
Save the future!
That horrible dictator Libby will never plague us again! Perhaps I better explain.
You and your stupid robot broke my house, ruined my party, and destroyed my gifts! Get out!
And so, Libby, as stated in chapters 4, 8, and 37, I can say I am very sorry and hope this explanation will be sufficient. I also hope I can remain your friend, Jean.
It was 36.
Libby?
You apologized in chapter 36, not 37.
Oh, right. Well, it's hard for me to think clearly after writing for 8 hours straight.
Sheen, you risked your life to make sure I stayed who I am. That's the nicest gift anyone has ever given me.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, huh? Plus, you don't have to exchange it.
So, you want to go to the candy bar?
Sure.
Let's stop by my place first. Meet me at the candy bar, Sheen.
After you clean my house!
That voice is seriously attractive.